This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, episode 229. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. Follow us all over social media at Golf Unfiltered, and you can send us an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. You know how to get a hold of us. Hello to our friends, of course, over at thehackersparadise.com, and to all of you who may be listening to this on their podcast feed or on their mobile app. And, of course, hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon Golf. Very excited to play their equipment once again throughout 2020. Today, folks, we have an on-site interview with Sam Bettinardi of Bettinardi Golf to talk all about the newest series from Bettinardi Golf. Everything for 2020 that's coming out in January, it's going to be amazing. And of course, Bettinardi is celebrating their 20th anniversary. It was incredible to go out to Studio B and The Hive to see everything that's coming out. And as you all know, if you've followed Golf Unfiltered throughout the last year, you know that I was able to get fit for the first time, really, into a putter. With a BB1 over at Bettinardi last year, and it is still in my bag. I love everything about it. But I got to tell you, the new BB series that's coming out that Sam and I talk a little bit about today in our conversation is absolutely fantastic. But even more so is the new Innova putters that just absolutely blew my mind, and you'll hear a little bit about that as well. Now, Innova is nothing new to Bettinardi in terms of name, but everything that goes into this build that Sam talks about with the new putter, shape, the head, the technology, the MOI weighting, everything is brand new to Bettinardi, and it's an exciting product that they're going to sell a ton of them. I told that to a few people that I met with at the studio. I mean, they're an amazing putter. I was actually sitting there with one of their guys, Mike Viviano, and we were sitting there talking a little bit, waiting for Sam to finish up another meeting, and I was just hitting putts on their putting green in the studio with this Innova putter, and it's not a head shape that I would typically gravitate towards. I mean, it looks like a winged mallet design almost. It's a little bit more compact than perhaps other competitors and what you've seen in the market these days, but I'm a blade putter guy. I mean, my BB1 is a blade. It's the answer blade type design that you guys all know and love, and I was just hitting putts with this Innova, and I kid you not, about 20 feet, 25 feet, made four of them. Just sitting there having a conversation, and from 5 feet, I mean, this thing is, it's like cheating. I mean, it frames the golf ball really well. And, you hear the phrase, it feels like you're putting on train tracks sometimes. I mean, it really feels that way, and it was just automatic from short distances. So, super excited to bring this conversation to you all. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll be right back after a quick word from our friends.
I know you love the game, even though it drives every single one of us crazy. Hi, this is Bill Hobson, and I host the Four Golfers Network podcast, where we celebrate golf in every way imaginable. You'll hear interviews with the biggest names in the sport, travel features, special contests, and we even take your calls. So after you listen to Adam and Golf Unfiltered, give us a try. Subscribe to the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, super excited to be back for the second year in a row at Bettinardi Golf here in Tinley Park, Illinois. And joining me today is Mr. Sam Bettinardi here in the conference room at Bettinardi Golf. Sam, how are you?
Awesome. Adam, thanks for coming in. Good to be here.
Absolutely. And you know, it's great to get a look at the new series, what you have in store for 2020. Your guy Mike was able to show me around Studio B, got a close-up look of all the new putters for 2020, and we're going to talk about all those different things. But first and foremost, Sam, how are things going so far in 2019? I know it's been an exciting year for you.
2019's been an awesome year. I mean, I would have to say 2018 was arguably our best year on the PGA Tour and all worldwide tours combined. You know, winning the Open was awesome, and we had 10 wins, so that was pretty tough to follow up. But going right back into 2019, Matt Kuchar started out hot at the Sony Open. We had two other wins on the PGA Tour from Colin Morikawa and Jim Herman.
Yep.
Very exciting. Three Web.com wins, which is now the KF's Korn Ferry Tour.
Right.
So very nice to see the developmental program programs and tours out there where guys are using and winning with our product.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some good success on the college circuits. So I judge and look at the tour and what the best players in the world are using on how our years are going. So I thought that was a big success with six wins. Tough to fall off the 10, like I said.
Yeah.
That was great. The 2019 product was received very well throughout, you know, the whole world. You know, mm-hmm. we're not just a, you know, American company, but we sell our product in 40 countries around the world. In fact, I'm leaving Saturday to go to Thailand, Malaysia, and Japan.
Wow.
To go see our distributors, and we're working on a new concept and kind of specialty retail location in Kobe, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'll be next Saturday. So really cool to just continue to grow our brand around the world. People associate Bettinardi with quality,
yep.
and just great craftsmanship, and that's why I'm going over there to tell that story. So just overall, 2019 was another, you know, awesome growth year for the brand, and we're here today to show you what we have in store for 2020.
And I've had the chance to check out most of it earlier today, and it's incredibly exciting. So I was here last year, Sam, as you know, and I was able to I currently play the BB1 from last series. It's incredible putter. I literally knocked four strokes off my handicap. Listeners to this know that. It was the first time I'd ever gone through a custom fitting for a putter,
nice.
By the way. And so, super excited. It works very well. My playing partners are very angry about that, by the way. So I got to have a chance to take a look at the new series, the upgrade this year, and I could see already that there's a lot of great things in the BB series. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's special about the new upgrade?
Yeah, so the new BB series that you guys will be seeing very soon, it comes to stores in America January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to a couple more traditional changes on our head shapes. So the BB1 you got
mm-hmm.
had a neck that was moved slightly forward.
Yep.
It had a little bit less toe hang, about a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
This year's BB1 and the BB1 flow, well, most of your consumers and readers will see and listen to, is that we changed it back to more of our BB1 you'd find in 1999, 2000, just that classic blade head shape.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you were to look at the BB1, the neck's moved back slightly, and as you look right down into the pocket, the shoulders and the bumpers, you know, line up perfectly square.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a visual aesthetic. You know, I go to tour about 5 to 7 times a year, you know, working with the game's best players, Matt Kuchar, Hao Tung Lee, Eddie Pepperell, a lot of guys that aren't on our staff that we work with and get feedback from.
Yeah.
Just very little subtle nuances that maybe the average consumer wouldn't pick up. Maybe some of our collectors pick up because these guys are putter nerds and they mm-hmm. look at putters all the time.
Right.
Just like myself, I love putters. It's just crazy all the different subtleties and, you know, aesthetic changes you can have in a putter by the top line, the bumpers, the shoulders. It's very fun to play with.
Yeah.
So as far as this year's BB1 and BB1 flow, we went back to more of that traditional blade appearance. Our fly mill face milling on the putter is a little bit finer. I would say last year's, the 2018-2019, was a little bit more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So a hair softer, so we toned it back a little bit this year. And then visually, I think you'll have more of a cleaner appearance with this year's BB series. We're calling it a glacier black finish.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's had a little bit of a green hue to match the lime green paint scheme in the pocket and the sole,
right.
the grip. So this year, I'd say it's more of a traditional classic Bettinardi, you know, again, the black head, red, white, and blue paint aesthetics on the sole.
Gorgeous.
The staff is a hair stiffer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you just got fit with Mike Viviano,
yep.
we've done a lot of testing here in Studio B, again, here and out on tour and on shaft. I think there's a lot of buzz about, you know, the different shaft options out there you'll see in the putter pit and you'll see just from different companies. But we still kept that traditional look of a shaft, you know, just a nice, you know, solid chrome shaft, but
sure.
it's a little bit stiffer, which we feel would equate to a little bit of a softer feel. So that's our BB1.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about, you know, it's the same aesthetics on the flow neck in mm-hmm. our BB series, except the flow neck was not in the line last year,
right.
so we were excited to bring that back. You know, more, you know, golfing purists, I would say, that have that arcing, you know, big inside stroke.
Such as myself. I have a huge inside arc, yeah.
So you're probably happy to see this back in the
Series.
Very
much am, yes.
So this was a nice one to bring back. A lot of fitters, you know, I go to a lot, you know, fitters like Club Champion and other places around the country. They were very happy to see a blade with three-quarter toe hang, or we call now moderate plus. So it has a lot of toe hang. So that was a very nice one to bring back.
Yeah, definitely. That's an exciting thing for any golfer out there that really wants that more traditional, as you put it, head shape. And speaking of head shapes, you also have a little different nuances in this BB series. So, for example, you've always got the blade putter, as you mentioned. You've got the flow neck in one, and then you also have a special little guy here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this one? And listeners, what I'm referring to is and you'll see it in the show notes. We've got the conference table here. I'm sitting here with Sam. We've got all the putters from the new series laid out in front of us. So what is new about this putter here?
So the BBA Wide, it came about earlier this year. We do four limited runs a year, and in May we have had an Armageddon putter.
Oh, nice.
And that was a military-themed product, and, you know, we just continue to see the trend more towards wide body designs or wide flange designs. As a consumer looking down at it, it just has a little bit more, you feel a little bit more confident looking over it, where the blade is kind of skinny to some people.
Sure.
I use more of a mallet, I'm a mallet guy, so if I'm going to be a blade person, this strikes my eye a lot. We've just seen the trend and consumer feedback and preferences. So you have your classic, you know, answer to head shape, which is our BB8, and we extended the flange.
Yep.
And just a really, really great look. Nobody really has a putter like this out there that has that wide profile design. So we've seen a lot of excitement in that model at the start of the year.
Yeah, it's incredible. I had the chance to hit it a few times or roll it a few times just a minute ago, and I'm a blade guy, and so I can see something like the BB8 Wide as a progressive putter shape for someone that might want a little bit more forgiveness, maybe a little bit better framing, and that putter does an amazing job with framing the ball, but they're not quite ready to go to the full, maybe mid mallet or full mallet.
Yes, correct. Yep, and exactly. We already have a studio stock 28 slot back in the line and a Queen B6, which are wide body blades, but they're more face balanced. This is more of a wide body design for somebody that has an arc in their stroke and that wants that classic blade look. So really happy to have it in the BB series.
Yeah, and it's got a great feel, folks. And you all know, if you've ever rolled a Bettinari putter, you know what you're getting into. But something that's brand new that I know you guys are extremely excited about, I want to talk about Innova.
Let's talk about it.
So this is something that just completely blew my mind when I learned about it. And I had mentioned this to Mike earlier, that when you think of Bettinari, obviously you said it yourself, and I agree with, you think about quality, you think about that single piece billet that everything is getting milled together into a nice product. You've gone with a little bit of a different spin on the Innova. So what's so special about the Innova series?
Yeah, you know, we've had the Innova in the Bettinardi product range since 2015. Jim Herman won his first ever PGA tournament, the Shell Houston Open, in 2016 with the Innova 1.
Yep.
And since then, we've tinkered around using this bimetal technology. So it started back when we were trying to have a, you know, most MOI shapes, MOI, for those that don't know, stands for moment of inertia. And it's more of a larger putter, and what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the weight out towards the heel and toe as far as you possibly can to have a more stable and smooth putting stroke. So in the past, what we did is we used aluminum on the face of the putter and stainless steel on the rear to increase the MOI, have as much weight in the back as possible, and have a very, very soft feeling face, where golfers can go on, you know, great soft feel, you know, they can hit a little bit harder on the fast greens. And when I go to tour, you know, I work with a lot of the players and I ask them again and talk about tour feedback. What do you think? And one of our guys, Matt Kuchar, who's been a longtime Bettinardi brand advocate, he always loved the shape of our Innovas, but he hated the feel of aluminum. You know, for some people, aluminum may feel a little bit tingy at times.
Sure.
Me personally, I feel the same way. I just never really could get used to that. It was just too soft for me. I'm okay with carbon steel or, you know, 303 stainless steel or DOS, you know, we use on our higher-end metals or higher-end models. But I could never get used to aluminum. So I challenged our engineering team and my father and said, well, why don't we just flip the metal?
Yeah.
Why don't we put the stainless up front so we can have that classic blade-feeling shape and put the aluminum in the back and act as guiding principles? And knowing that we'd be okay sacrificing a little bit of MOI, but more have a feel story. So you still have an MOI looking putter and an MOI performing putter, but you have the feel of a classic blade.
Mm-hmm.
So we did just that, and one of, you know, our Innova 6.0 is our one with the crescent neck on it, and you see a lot of players on tour using and winning with a MOI style head, but with a flow neck.
Just a gorgeous club.
Just a great putter. So a lot of guys want that half toe hang.
Yep.
Mallet, half toe hang blade, and that's what you got right here. The crescent neck is more of a trademark, something my dad came up with, I think probably 2011-12, and one of the first Queen Bee, I think the Queen Bee 3,
mm-hmm.
Don't quote me to it, but that's, I think, right. That's where it's at. Queen Bee 3 had that crescent neck on the putter,
mm-hmm.
And it just looks gorgeous. It's not that slant neck that for some people may be a little abrasive, but it just has that nice, you know, that shape, that half moon shape. On the neck, and it just has just the right amount of offset, we feel.
Yep.
And performs great. You know, right before we started this podcast, mm-hmm. you just told me you couldn't believe the feel of the Innova.
Yeah.
And you made four in a row from what, 20 feet?
Yeah, so. It was incredible. And, and what I liked so much about it, and I know that I mentioned that the BB series frames the ball very nice, but the Innova, it's incredible. It's almost like you're putting on train tracks. And we were kidding around, and you know, from 5 feet, this thing's automatic. It's incredible.
It feels really, really good. Like we said, the aluminum acts as great guiding principles. Instead of just going with black on black or silver on silver, we wanted something a little bit more bold.
Sure.
So the finish you'll see on the aluminum is a cobalt blue, 6061 military grade aluminum with that anodized finish. Really, really sharp. It pops. We got Lampkin's new Sync Fit grip on here. Mm-hmm. Feels really great. But overall, the Innova is just, it's a home run. And a couple of our tour staffers, Hao Tung Lee and Eddie Pepperell, put the putter into play almost instantly over, let's say, some other Fang style heads. Just because the feel has got, you know, for some, it has a plastic inserter, it's aluminum, it's too soft. But you really do get that solid feeling, stainless, you know, feel that players are after out on tour in this product. So very, very excited about it. We have it in three options. The crescent neck with toe hang, the spud neck, which is near face bounce, and a center shaft for players like my father who love center shafted putters.
And that's something that I noticed right away is you got that center shaft, and that's something that is a little bit more nuanced, and people really need to have a feel for that type of putter. Is that something that you've obviously offered center shafted putters in the past, but I'd imagine that's probably from customer feedback. Hey guys, we really would love to see something in that nature.
Yeah, it seems for whatever reason players on tour have gone slightly, you know, the trend maybe a little bit away from center shaft. Mm-hmm. You know, you did see a lot of players using and winning majors with it. I think if you're struggling with your putting, center shaft is a great way to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so easy to keep the putter head square, straight back, straight through. I personally am not a center shaft guy. Again, I told you my father uses a center shafted putter. He's been around putting for, you know, putters for 30, you know, the better part of 30 years. So I always go to him when some of my putting bows sneak up. So, it's just a great alignment visual. And if you're struggling, another awesome option to check out.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, too, about the putters was the shaft itself. And you had mentioned that these shafts are a little bit more stout. They're a little bit firmer than perhaps what we've seen in the past. And is that's where a lot of these companies are going. You know, mm-hmm. I know competitors also go with stiffer shafts as well. And do you see that? You've been around the game for a long time yourself. Do you see that as a continuing trend, or is it just one of those that kind of comes back every few years?
I see it continuing because, you know, if you were to ask people that have been around the game for a while, they would tell you that a lot of putters, people typically would just put like a 5-iron shaft in there or maybe a wedge shaft. They put something that's not designed for a putter. And I think over, you know, the past however many years, that may have made sense because a putter, you're swinging very, very slow. You're trying to make 4-footers. 10-footers is more about accuracy. So I think that is maybe a new wave of putting technology or shaft technology that you will see to continue. I like what we did about it. It's a subtle change. It still has that typical appearance of a chrome shaft, what you'd find in most putters, without looking at something that, you know, may be visually distracting on the greens. So one of our thoughts in putting is you want to look down at something you feel confident in, you know, look good, feel good, you're going to make more putts. Looking at this shaft, you know, it does have the performance benefits, but it's not going to, you know, visually mess with your eyes at all.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, folks, again, you'll see the pictures on the show notes here of these new putters, and all of them are absolutely gorgeous, as well as anything that you see in Studio B. And You know, Sam, I would be remiss not to ask just about the Bettinardi experience when you come here. And I know I was talking to yourself and a couple others here at the studio. People fly in sometimes for the day and then will fly out that same day just to come and have the experience. So maybe talk a little bit just about what people who maybe have never been here before, what they may experience when they come in for a Bettinardi putter fitting.
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's always fun seeing where people come from, you know, the suitcase in the foyer as they're, as they're upstairs getting fit.
Yeah,
I think it's really cool because we've been in business. This was our 20-year anniversary this year.
Next year's
going on 21 years. Thank you very much. I've only been fortunate to be part of about 7 or 8 years of that. So kudos to Bob starting that back in 98, 99. So it's really cool to see people flying in. I think they're just into the brand and what Bettinardi has to stand for. Again, the quality, the craftsmanship, the heritage of being around 20 years, you know, having made putters for so many winners. You know, we've had over 80 wins in our 20 years on the, you know, PGA and worldwide tours. I think that's really cool. And seeing what our fitting technology is all about, checking out the Hive, where we offer a wide variety of one-of-one really cool custom putters with the, you know, option of face millings, finishes, necks, alignments, just a huge array that not a lot of people can really, you know, really claim that they have that there at their headquarters.
Yeah.
And while you're getting fit, you can peek out a window and see about 35, you know, CNC milling machines, you know, cutting chips 20 hours a day. So not only do you get to get fit, you know, by professional staff and the, you know, the awesome team that we have here, but you can also watch your product getting milled. So, you know, find another place that you can do that. I don't know. Show me.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's an incredible experience. And honestly, it's something that any golfer, especially in the Midwest, certainly in Illinois, needs to come and experience at least once. I mean, you guys put out, in my opinion, the best putter out there. And I will always say that. Absolutely. And I mean it. And that's something that, you know, I've carried over. And I was telling Mike this earlier as well, working at a golf club growing up, and just realizing, well, what's this putter brand, this B? You know, I don't understand what Bettinardi is. And then learning more about it over the years and just like, wow, that's the type of putter that I want in my bag, and now I do. And the other element of it, too, you had mentioned about being able to see your products being milled.
Mm-hmm.
And the one-of-one element, you're able to do these custom jobs as well. I understand that you're able to actually see the lifespan of your putter being made. That's something special you guys do.
It is, yeah. And again, we don't offer, you know, tours. Our shop is pretty private. It's a closed-door shop. But as you're getting fit, we have a beautiful window. You can look outside and watch it all getting made. But there's really no other golf company that makes their product start to finish where the metal comes off the truck, gets loaded on the machine, CNC milled, brought into another part of our shop where it's polished, painted, assembled, cut, gripped, and shipped all around the world. So that's something we're very, very proud of.
Absolutely. American made, and you guys are very proud of that, and you have that in all of your products. Folks, once again, I'm sitting here with Mr. Sam Bettinardi. Thank you so much for inviting me back out to the studio. It's always great to see the new products. One of the last things, Sam, to leave our listeners with, if you had one thing that you're most excited about the new line that's coming out, what would that be?
I would say I'm most excited about the variety of head styles that we have and the consistency and the quality that goes behind each product. Like I said, we have an awesome team, and this line, you know, the idea started in maybe March or April. So if all the way from then till now, it's still not even out yet, but just getting really excited about it. I would tell a lot of listeners, go get fit. You know, look at the wide variety of options we have and go get fit and see and feel what's best for you.
Yep. So, and January 20th is when?
January 20th, yep.
All right. So, folks, be sure to pay attention to everything on Golf Unfiltered. Go out to BettinardiGolf.com as well to get a good look at all the new products. Sam, once again, thanks for being on the show.
Awesome. Adam, appreciate it.